USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Democratic congressional leaders say they will bring a bill forward that would suspend the debt limit and try to prevent a government shutdown. The House is scheduled to vote this week on legislation that would suspend that ceiling until 2022 and fund the government through December. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans could support a measure to fund the government past September 30th, but only if it was separate from a bill to raise the debt ceiling. In remarks on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said his caucus would support a funding bill that includes disaster relief and targeted Afghan assistance, but not one to lift the debt ceiling. And major agricultural group New Cooperative announced that they've been hit by a ransomware attack. The Iowa Grain Cooperative said Monday that it had taken its computer networks down after receiving a $5.9 million ransom for their data from a cybercriminal group called Black Matter. The company says it's taking the attack very seriously, as 40% of the nation's grain production is run through its software. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 show that the vaccine was safe and effective for that age group. Pfizer says that they will ask the FDA for emergency use authorization once the trial is complete. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, tells ABC News that he's currently withholding judgment but is hopeful to have a pediatric vaccine soon.
I won't feel comfortable with the data until it's been reviewed by FDA and independent scientists, but I don't think we are going to get this pandemic under control until we have vaccines for all age groups. And you know, as a pediatrician, as a parent, I'm thankful that younger children do much better with this infection than older people. But that being said, there have been over 5 million cases in children, and currently there are about 300 hospitalizations in children every week. And so it's not something that we should trivialize in terms of the direct impact on kids. I'd be very excited to have a safe and effective vaccine I could recommend to my patients.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has asked President Biden for a federal emergency declaration along the southern border to provide assistance with the surge of migrants in the Del Rio area. But the governor says that the White House has ignored him before on the border. He tells Fox News that his state is seeing the results of the immigration policies that President Biden ran on in 2020.
You know, I have not yet heard from the president during his entire presidency concerning the border. The Biden administration refuses to even pretend as though there's a crisis. And there is chaos down there, especially in the Del Rio sector. And so the Democrats made clear, let's go back 1 year ago. Back when the Democrats were sharing a debate stage, and you had Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke and others all talking about how they wanted to have open border policies in the United States. Americans probably had no idea it was going to lead to this level of chaos as you saw all those people streaming across the border.
And Christmas shoppers could soon be looking at higher prices, especially for one traditional item. Tim Berg reports.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.